All right, at this stage we have the water peaking tonight sometime probably just after midnight at a level of 3.1 or 3.15 metres. Currently the water is sitting at 2.96 metres, so we've got about 19 centimetres to go before we'll actually see the peak of the river or the peak of the Broken Creek.
And just in practical terms, looking at that metal wall that's been built down the end of the street here, how high is it likely to come up that metal wall?
Probably about halfway up the aluminium structure, so when you're looking at it from the roadside, we're probably looking at the third panel up.
Okay, and is there still absolute confidence that that levee will hold and protect this central part of Nathalia?
Absolutely. The structure itself, strength-wise, is very, very good. We have dealt with some minor weeping issues this morning where we had a little bit of water running underneath the levee. We've got some quick fill pumps from the local DSE and CFA actually dealing with that water to return that to the system. So we have no dramas with the actual levee itself. We are also monitoring some of the levee outside of the immediate area, outside of the town, the permanent dirt levee. And we've got guys on there 24 hours a day making sure that the levee is holding.
Mm-hmm. And so that's obviously good news then for this central business district of town and the houses in the central area. What are the impacts going to be on the outer lying areas beyond that artificial levee?
No worries. What we've got at the moment, we've got 17 houses that are currently isolated as a result of being outside the main levee. Those houses are pretty well protected at the moment. We did spend the last 3 or 4 days identifying which houses needed extra protection and delivering a large amount of sand bags to those areas to increase their defences. So we have spoken with those people and we have passed on the information in regards to an evacuation notice that was issued yesterday to say whether or not they were going to stay in their homes. Most have decided to stay and help defend their home.
Mm-hmm.
But with the sandbags and the request that we've had recently, we're making sure that that happens and that the guys that are inside those premises are quite safe.
Now, we did issue an emergency alert just before the news from the SES that the waters around Nathalia were rising quicker than expected, still not predicted to rise any further than you've said all along, but is that having any impacts in outlying rural areas at this stage?
At the moment, we're taking measures to forward plan from where we are right now. We've actually got to identify the properties further downstream, or correction, further upstream from where we are now to see whether or not those persons need assistance. We're also making sure that the properties that are further outside our immediate area, where we can get to where it takes us a little bit longer, have been contacted, and we're actually relying on their information coming back to us to tell us how far the river's up and whether or not they're concerned about the water reaching their property.
And that's terrific to hear that you are relying on local information. It's very much a part of the whole picture here, isn't it?
One of the biggest things that we've noticed coming over here is liaising with the local CFA and DSE and Parks personnel. The information that those guys have there combined is incredible. They certainly have a vast knowledge of the floods here from 74, 93 and up to now. So it's really good to have that extra information.
And we do now have a major flood warning for the Broken Creek that has just been issued. Are those people in the houses that you're concerned about, the 17 homes in outlying areas, have they left their homes? There has been an evacuation notice. Do you know if they've packed up and got out?
Look, the evacuation notice just lets people know that the SES strongly advises people leave their homes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any authority to actually tell these people to leave homes, and we can only strongly suggest that they do so for their own safety and the safety of the people that may have to come and rescue them in a later stage.
Mm-hmm.
Those people have been informed and most of them are staying.
Are you still getting reports? Are you still having to send SES crews out to rescue people from floodwaters? Because it just, obviously, it puts your teams at risk when people drive into waters when they shouldn't and then require rescuing.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing in these events where people think that they just have to get through a 100-metre long piece of water or stretch of water. We are still responding to those notifications that having to pull people out of cars that have actually driven into the water and become overwhelmed with that water and, certainly sending our crews in there. And obviously we're just going to say to people, look, if you have water to get to or a place to get to and you've got to get over the water, contact your local SES on 132 500, if it's life-threatening, 000, and certainly don't ride, drive, play around floodwaters.
Any other specific information for this community of Nathalia as they do head into the evening and waiting for those waters to peak around, just after midnight?
Just after midnight, absolutely. The main thing that we like to pass on to the community is we are there. 132 500, if anyone does have any requests for assistance, we have crews that are going to be operating throughout the night as well, and to let them know that we are there for them, and we're doing all we can to ensure the town doesn't get inundated.